This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
We're here sweating on Ticketmaster trying to find tickets to Obama. Live.
Don't bring me into
the arena.
What's your cutoff point? I'm not sweating.
I think I'm good.
How much are you going to spend?
Because you said a really good point. You said they won't allow phones. And I was like, they won't. I want a photo.
Yeah, the Yonder kits will be out in full force.
They absolutely will.
Get your phone into that Yonder sachet. Mm,
they have them in schools now.
That's inspiring.
Do you think?
Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's cool.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I can't watch a single one of his speeches without being like, wow.
That's just that speech writing. I'll teach you that, Emma.
Mm-hmm. Will you do an Obama-esque speech on the podcast tomorrow?
Yeah.
And make me feel the same feelings that he gives me.
I will.
Yeah, because you see, Callum there very kindly offered a 3 pre-sale code and initially tickets for like 30 quid each. I was like, grand, get me 2. But now they're already gone.
Yeah, the cheapest available is 113
each. The fact that there's a pre-sale code for Barack Obama.
I know,
like, what is life? What's going on?
I'm not going to 113.
No.
He should be doing it out for free in the streets.
Yes, like this is his family, his home.
Yeah. Are you from Moneygall or not? We named a bleeding petrol station.
He's just from money.
Huh? Yeah.
The most expensive seats are the front row, right by the stage. Do you want to guess how much they are?
2064.
No, they're the VIP seats. They're not on pre-sale. So just the front seat.
480.
368.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. We're soft.
Well, plus then you add the fees on.
I thought it was going to be like 700.
Mm.
He's just making all this money.
Yeah.
Politicians, man.
I wonder what Fintan O'Toole gets paid.
You'd imagine he's the journalist looking after
it.
So imagine Micheál Martin goes over to America and sells out a venue like that.
Mm.
Did you see? Oh my God, did you see? I think it was the Korean girls all fangirling over Micheál Martin.
It was
so good. Yeah. Like as if he was like a K-pop star.
Link. I didn't click into it though.
It was very good.
I am sure that I sent this to you.
Yeah, I think you did. I didn't click into it though. I just saw Micheál Martin. I was like, that won't be fun.
No, it was.
That's gas. Like, why? Obviously, they knew who he was. Like,
I know no context.
That's
I'd
amazing.
Say maybe
even
like,
better.
They're
even
like better. That's Harry Styles' dad or something. I don't know what they told him.
Have you ever seen Micheál Martin's son?
Yeah.
Jeez, he's awful good looking now. In fairness,
he can have me whole.
Jeez.
103.8. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Good morning. Hello. Welcome to Tuesday. Do you not like that?
Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. I thought you loved Tuesday.
I do for Top 10 Tuesday, which is coming up after 7:30.
I can't wait. I do actually need a bit of positivity because someone has stolen my mug again.
Oh, not
again. In this hellhole.
When you were off, Emma, someone stole our mug and we did a whole thing, a whole Pink Panther thing where we went looking for it live on the radio.
So did you bring in a cup from home or is it just one that you prefer in the office?
I brought it from home.
Oh, sugar.
It's a beautiful mug. I've always brought
take
it
sugar.
Into work. No, I don't actually. I'm serious enough. And it's got a rocking horse on it. And some would say it's Christmas themed.
Some would, as in the entire population of the world.
Okay.
But it's actually quite subtle.
But you see, the problem with this is nobody, it's a shared environment with the old Delph around here. That's the problem.
But I was very surprised when it was still in the kitchen yesterday. Mm. I was like, someone's going to take this. But it was still there. But this morning it's gone. I checked both dishwashers. We have 2 dishwashers
here.
Did
you go third floor?
Well, no, there wasn't time. I know it's down there.
But that's the problem, I guess, when you have such a massive amount of people that work here. It could be anywhere, babe. It could be down in reception at the front desk.
If it was down in reception, I'd be like, fair. You guys,
I'm surprised that you keep it where everyone keeps the mugs.
Like,
I keep my keep cup.
Beautiful, beautiful.
On my desk.
But then, okay, so I put it in the dishwasher after work, and then I just hope that the fairies of the office will bring it back to me every morning.
No, I think the best thing you can do, give it a rinse back at the desk. That's the only way to keep a mug to yourself around here.
Okay, right, I'm going to have to go down at some stage.
What's so special about this mug?
I just like it. I just like it.
I do.
Spin is your number one hit music. music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Jazzy and Closer to the Floor on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. Hello.
Good morning. What's going on? Now, last night I thought it was actually all right to sleep.
Yeah, it
was
mild.
But yesterday, as a day,
very
that
hot.
Was beautiful. It was very nice. I obviously got burnt a couple of weeks ago when I was out in the sun.
Oh, here we go.
To the point where it was so painful. And I had to go on holidays then a couple of days later.
Oh, and it had to.
I had to.
Oh, poor boy.
When you're peeling and you have to go to Greece.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's an awful
crack.
Time, I'll
peeling
have you know.
Is so vintage. Like, I haven't seen anyone peel since 2004.
I know, right? But it's still kind of weird. Like, it's not peeling anymore, but it's still weirdly...
It's probably sensitive, yeah. You damage your skin.
Weirdly sticky.
Removed a layer of your skin, Dave.
Yeah,
some people pay a lot of money to get that.
Well, is that the thing that girls do?
Yeah,
the peel.
That's basically what you did. You did the peel.
Yeah, I did the peel all over my chest, and it was not nice. But I obviously didn't want to get that level of burnt ever again.
No.
So I was like, I do want to enjoy the sun. I don't want to be afraid of the sun, because when I was burnt and I was on holidays, I was terrified. I was just in the shade.
You get a fright when something like that happens. You really go, God, that thing in the sky is pretty powerful.
It's pretty powerful.
Who knew?
Exactly. Yeah. Yesterday I went out and I was reading my book in the garden, and I'd say every maybe 40 seconds I'm just rubbing it all over, just making sure I was all sun creamed and things like that. But I was lying there and I was like, this is lovely and warm. God, what the hell am I going to do later on in bed? Because it's going to be roasting. I already got the four-tog duvet. And I already got the thing you put under in the pillowcase to keep
cooling,
it cool.
Yeah.
The cooling gel
got
thing. But I decided I'd help and come up with some maybe other alternative ideas to keep cool in this lovely, warm heat wave that we're about to have.
Amazing. Mm.
Thanks, Dave, for this.
So
already.
This is for everybody.
Okay.
Close the curtains during the day.
Whoa.
That's been around for a long time. It's a good one.
I'd never heard of that. Never heard of that until yesterday when my housemate said close the curtains.
But it's so depressing as well.
Yeah, it
like
does
if you're
look,
sitting there on the sunniest day and the curtains
look like
are
death.
Closed, it's like, what's going on?
It looks like you're welcoming
death. It's a bit grim.
Yeah. Go to the beach because it's breezy by the sea.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Good one.
Drink loads of water.
Oh, Dave,
wear light, breathable clothes. This is a how to keep cold.
Mm-hmm.
Stick your feet in a basin of cold water.
That's
just make
good.
Sure it's cold water.
Oh, thanks.
I made that mistake before.
Mm-hmm. So if it's hot water, it'll make you hot.
Number
I feel
six.
Like, sorry, once your feet are cold, you're doing all right.
Mm.
Like the rest of you will come
yes,
with that.
Yes, once you don't have those sweaty feet.
Mm. Number six is
heard about them.
Fan yourself. These are things you can buy on holidays or online, or you can make them out of leaflets that come in the post.
Yes, you can.
This needs to be on the 6-1 news. Never mind at this time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, it's very important info.
Freeze a hot water bottle and rename it a cold hot water bottle.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Or just take out the word hot altogether.
Maybe.
Cold water bottle.
Yeah.
There we go. It just
Let's
sounds weird.
That.
If you have a car, sit in the car and put the aircon on.
Mm-hmm.
If not, sit in someone else's car and put the aircon on.
Yeah.
Put your duvet and sheets in the freezer before bed.
Ah.
It'll make them cool.
Okay.
Eat ice cubes if you're hungry. Lie on the cold kitchen tiles.
Oh, yeah, like a dog.
Yes.
Hygienic.
Naked, if possible.
Oh. Okay. Arse the tiles.
Absolutely. If you'd like to go for a little walk, walk slowly through Lidl's freezer section.
Oh, very good.
That's good.
It also works in Tesco and Dunnes.
Mm. Oh.
Does not work in Centra. I've tried it.
No.
It doesn't work. Bags of frozen peas are your friends.
Uh-huh. And it's just not just because you went over on your ankle.
Absolutely. Mm. Plus vegetables. Mm. Ask the ice cream man if you can sit in the freezer.
Give a shot your freezer.
Thank you. That's an example.
That's what you say. Okay.
Cover yourself in menthol cream and lie very still in the garden.
I'm deeply concerned by these.
This will make you very cold.
What's menthol cream?
Like anti-itch?
Like a menthol ciggy?
Gotcha.
No, not a ciggy. A cream.
Okay, sorry.
Write a letter to Dublin City Council requesting public paddling pools.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You get those in...
And then steal one.
By 2029. Perfect.
Star in a play where you play the role of Cleopatra. Because every time I ever see a character of her, she's being hoisted around on a bed and fanned with leaves.
That's nice.
That's something that you can get together nice and quick as well.
And join a cult that worships the shade.
Yeah.
I'm in that.
Yeah.
I'm in that. I love the shade. Yeah, yeah.
Are you really a shade girl?
Oh my God, yeah. Brolly up.
Have you ever seen that?
I love a brolly up.
I've seen it, but there's no point because I don't tan. So, and I always overheat. So it's actually quite freeing.
Yeah.
Always under the parasol.
So don't try to do anything today apart from all of those things.
Okay, great. I'm going to start
18 things on the list there.
Which ice cream man there at Marley Park. I'll pop in there and say, can I have a shot at your freezer?
Do. Just arse straight in. And
I wonder, are they going to be busy though? Because like the ice cream man seems to come to my house around 9:30. I'm like, all the kids are in bed. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't think he's delivering ice cream.
Oh wait, I do know what he's doing. Actually, come back.
Benson Boone, this is Spin Morning. I was telling you that at the weekend I was hoping and praying and really wishful that a big gang would come back to my house. I don't know why, I just felt like, oh, the Spin Gang might come over after Longitude.
Yeah,
Callum did for a bit in the afternoon, but that was kind of it, really.
Callum wouldn't miss a party.
No, never.
I am the life and soul of any party.
I've always said that.
But in the afternoon, my boyfriend Jack, while we were working at Longitude, was running around getting a few bits for the fridge in terms of drinks and stuff. Should people arrive back? Mm-hmm. Nobody did.
Oh, no.
Ah. I did.
Yeah,
well done.
I came back.
But as a result,
I went home.
There are far too many drinks now in the fridge that no one's going to drink, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was just thinking as I was going through the fridge yesterday, trying to make room for other bits. God, this whole fridge would make me a few quid if I was involved in the old bottle return scheme.
Okay. Are you still not involved?
No.
Oh my God.
That's
never.
Great.
How long has it been going on? Over a year.
Yeah.
It launched, I was looking it up this morning because it was in my mind that the fridge is full and I don't know what to do with it all. It launched on the 1st of February 2024, which is 1 year, 5 months and 10 days ago.
Okay.
Wow. We did the first birthday party for it on the show.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Bring on the 1st of February for the second birthday party.
And you've never used it?
No, never.
Never once put a bottle in that machine?
No,
you don't know how to use it?
No.
That's so interesting. I couldn't not use it just out of interest.
I know. I just, the curiosity.
Yeah.
I don't have the same curiosity about the world, I don't think. But like even backstage at Longitude the other day, because there were so many people coming and going, like Sifa from the office here set up a return scheme particular bin.
Oh, yeah.
Where's all that money going?
I'm probably back into the social fund.
Well, no, but I think we have bins in the office that go to charity.
Yes, we do.
It's probably going to that.
So it
goes into the cash machine.
But that's where all the cents come from. So I've been working out, kind of, I've asked ChatGPT this morning, just to give me kind of an average. Obviously, I don't know how many bottles and cans I've bought over the last 523 days.
Oh.
But if I was to kind of work out an average, what I think...
You do buy a lot of bottles.
I do, right? So I was saying, I probably have a Coke Zero 5 days a week.
Okay.
Probably.
That's all right.
If a day goes by and I go, geez, I didn't have a Coke Zero today, aren't I great? Right? Water bottles. I'm probably going to die of the microplastics because I do reuse them for a few days. But I probably buy probably two-litre bottles or 1.5-litre bottles a week.
Okay.
Emma loves the big Ballygowan bottle.
You do. You're mad for a big Ballygowan. Shout out. Not a spawn. Just believe in the product.
And then, on occasion over the last 523 days, if there was drinks at home, obviously that needs to come into consideration as well, right? So it's worked out that the water bottles, probably 37 quid I've lost in the last 523 days.
Okay.
Thought that would be a bit higher, to
be honest
with
you. Yeah, me too, kind of. But
the 5 day a week cans of Coke Zero, I've lost in total over the last 523 days, $55.50.
Okay.
Ooh.
And this is really not looking great
for
the bottle return scheme system.
And then I've said on occasion when I'm getting drinks for the house or whatever, if I was doing that across, on average, I've said that in total would have gave me €9 in the return scheme.
Wow, you're not really being incentivized here.
And other household items would have added up to approximately €48. So in total,
whoa!
From saying I'm not getting involved, I'm still recycling, 523 days, I have lost out on €149.60. And don't get me wrong, it's the 8th of July, we're not paid for the 2 weeks. I'd love that now.
Yeah.
But kind of meh.
Now, did you factor in that you drink the big bottles of water? So
yes,
that's 25
cents.
Okay.
Did you factor in that you're saving the environment?
No, she still recycles. We have to say this. Emma still recycles.
They're all going to the same place.
Well, then that's free
money. You're losing money.
Do you know what? It's
but
better.
Not in it
better
the money. But the she's in it for the love of the turtle.
It's better in her pocket than it is the government's.
Oh, it is.
It is. I agree with you now on that. But like,
are you putting up another bike shed
also,
with that now?
To Emma? Get out of the house, Carrie lugged the stuff down to a place. It's going to take me half an hour up and back.
Emma,
to what make
Emma,
for
it? Emma, see, Emma. The that's thing is, Jack's job.
The thing is, Jack's
on the bottom.
It's your money. So it's not that you're like it's not your, but it's literally you've paid that.
You paid
that, that money. That what is it? 140 what?
149.
149.60 is your money.
No,
you've paid
you.
For that.
Yeah, I know.
So basically, it's like every year if you just randomly gave 149.60 to someone and then just went for no reason. See you later.
Yeah, it's like if I was getting taxed for something, which I am,
yeah.
Exactly, then you'd be like, go away, spending that. Yeah, okay, fine, I will.
See, sorry, no, you won't, though. Like, under like any circumstances, like, she won't.
I feel like we've caught Emma, like, sneaking out to a teenage disco, and we're all giving the lecture, and she's, like, struggling to act like she cares. So she can go back up to her room and go on her phone.
But in my
she's
head,
like, yeah, yeah, I will.
Obviously, you have to return all your glass, yeah?
Yeah.
So I have a basket in the porch.
Ooh,
for that.
Very nice.
So maybe I just...
Sorry, you have a... So, but that's but just get another basket.
Yeah, I'll just get another basket. I'll get another basket.
You know what? I like to put stuff like this, so I don't have to put of it. Think of it is the boot of my car. Do you know what? Then they're
and then
out
the smell of all that.
No, they're grand. You give them a rinse before,
yeah.
And then it's like okay,
even more work. Rinsing them as well to the cost of the water.
Do you not do that with the glass?
I would, yes. Yeah.
I suppose I would.
So right, what have we learned?
Absolutely nothing. We'll revisit this in a year and nothing will have changed.
Where can I get a basket?
Oh. Just put it in a plastic bag.
Ew. Looks awful.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It is Tuesday morning and we used to hate that, but not anymore.
Honestly,
because
this has changed everything for me.
So good.
And I know it sounds like we're being like joking, like, no. But no, genuinely, this has changed everything. I woke up this morning, I was like, Tuesday. No, it's okay. Because literally, next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And everyone loves this. Everyone,
I love it.
All of my friends who listen.
Really?
One, my mother. No, but everyone looks forward
your
to Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah, we needed, fair play to producer Callum on this, because we needed a Tuesday lift. Worst day of the week. Not anymore. It is Top 10 Tuesday.
Even when I'm crap at this game, I love it.
Yeah, it's just fun. It engages the brain, doesn't it, Dave?
It does,
gets
Emma.
You thinking, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
keep
be used to that
active.
Now.
Now, listen, this is where I give you a topic, and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, we do need you listening on this as well, not just Dave and Fiona. In the past, we've done the last 10 headliners of gigs at Slane Castle, the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram. We've done loads more as well. So, Dave and Fiona, you know the drill. You've got 3 lives each, and you're each going to take a turn to try and complete this top 10 list we're about to give you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a point for each correct answer, and you'll lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. Now, this is where we're going to need your help this morning, and an extra big prize on this too.
Oh.
If Dave and Fiona can't fill out the whole 10, and more often than not, they cannot.
They never can.
We will throw it out to you listening. And on 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp, if you can help us out, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Camila Cabello at the 3 Arena.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay?
That's pretty good.
That's a really good
prize. I was listening to her the other day. She's so many tunes.
Come on, new budget.
South of the Border is her.
Yeah.
Senorita.
Hello.
Anyway, yeah. And the Fifth Harmony songs that she probably isn't allowed to sing because of copyright issues. But there
she might sing one or two.
Look, bear in mind, tickets to Camila Cabello at the 3 Arena to go on this. Let's kick off this week. Dave and Fiona, I am looking for the last 10 cities to host the Summer Olympic Games.
No, crap.
Okay.
Hate it. Dave. Gone. Tuesday sucks again.
The last 10 cities to host the Summer Olympic Games, which happen, of course, every 4 years.
Come on, Dave.
So we're going back a while on this. I'll give you a clue. The last one at number 10 was in 1988.
Oh, okay. Right, so it's not that long ago.
It's when I graduated secondary school.
All right, well, I can't remember. So let's go 2012, London.
2012 London, Dave, is at number 4.
I thought you'd like this kind of one, Dave.
I do like this, but I instantly forget everything.
Of course. Rio in there?
Rio, Fiona. Was in 2016 at number 3.
Let's go with Beijing.
Beijing, Dave. Look at you. What are you hating this for? 2008, Dave, at number 5.
5. Was there Tokyo?
Yes.
Tokyo was really recently, Fiona. It was in 2021 instead of 2020 because of COVID, but there you go, at number 2.
So there was another one before. There was another one recently.
Don't take the one I'm about to say. That's the only one I know.
Cities as well.
You watched the opening ceremony and you talked about it so
much. Oh, Paris. God, of course. Thank you.
Dave, that was in 2024 at number one. Okay, guys, you're doing really well. Halfway through.
Okay, so we got Paris, Tokyo, Rio, London and Beijing.
That's where we're at.
Okay, I'm trying to think of 2008 because I actually do remember that kind of. But
2008
where?
Was just named. That was Beijing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now we're looking for 2004 and further back.
Oh, God. Not a hope. Moscow?
Okay, fair play for throwing a guess at it, but no feet. That's... One point to the board for you lost.
You said Rio. So I'm trying to think of big major cities. And I will say, what's that city in Canada?
Oh, yeah. Toronto.
Toronto. Ah, crap.
Sorry, Dave.
Was there any Canadian one?
No, there was actually, but it was back in 1976. It was Montreal,
so close,
number 13.
So far.
Montreal is what I was thinking.
Okay, am I going to go for like...
Think of being a kid and watching it in Teddy all the time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know like where that was or anything. Am I going to go for somewhere in like South America?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Mexico City.
Yeah, Mexico, that's a good one.
Mexico City was in 1968.
Oh, okay, so I am doing this here.
Back to the 60s.
Let's go to where it was originally, where the first Olympics was. Maybe they did it in the last few years. Athens.
Athens at number 6.
Yes.
Whoa. Very, very good.
We are now literally looking for 7, 8, 9 and 10. Do you want to have another stab at it?
Zurich.
Zurich, no fee. I don't know where you got that from.
Los Angeles.
I'm under pressure here.
LA was number 11.
Oh, no!
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This one was tough.
Would you like to bow out?
Yeah, bow me out. I've no idea.
For you listening, if you want to win a pair of tickets to go and see Camila Cabello at the 3 Arena, what we need you to do is complete the top 10 list of the last 10 cities to host the Summer Olympic Games. Dave and Fiona between them completed number 1, Paris in France in 2024. Fiona gave us Tokyo in 2020, or actually 2021 because of COVID. Fiona gave us Rio in Brazil in 2016. Dave gave us London in 2012. Beijing, said Dave, in 2008. And Dave gave us Athens in Greece in 2004 as well.
Pretty good.
So we need you to complete number 7, 2000, number 8, 1996, number 9, in 1992, and number 10 in 1998.
Don't be Googling.
1988, should I say. Can you do that? Go on, have a lash at it, have a stab at it, give us a guess.
Please tell everyone who won.
Sorry?
Please tell everyone who won. I won.
Dave, you won today.
Thank you, Emma.
You got
that's all
4 points and Fiona got 2. Well
Thank
done.
You.
It's all about the taking part in the Olympics, though.
Get in touch for your chance to win your way to Camila Cabello.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome in to Tuesday. Tuesday becoming one of our favourite days of the week, which I never thought would happen because we're all like, it's just like Monday without realising it's just another Monday.
Without
just,
the what did you do for the weekend.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like having my brain tickled, you know?
That's
just a nice little
point.
Wiggle of the brain to wake up on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You saying you don't like your brain tickled and wiggled?
I mean, I do, but not on a Tuesday.
Not live on air. Only in private.
This is Top 10 Tuesday. Actually. This is where I give you a topic, and Dave and Fiona, their job is to do their best at filling in the top 10 of whatever that topic might be. And this week, they've been trying to fill out the last 10 cities to host the Summer Olympic Games. Considering it's every 4 years, we're going all the way back to 1988 on this, and the most recent Olympic Games being in 2024. So you did really, really well between yous, but we do need help from you listening, because 6 out of 10 completed. At number 1 in 2024, Dave correctly identified that was in Paris. Fiona, Tokyo, Japan, that was in 2021 instead of 2020 because of COVID.
Good one there. Did you remember that Tokyo one?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Tokyo Olympics, very iconic in my head, kind of.
It's giving.
Fiona guessed Rio de Janeiro in Brazil in 2016. Dave gave us London in England in 2012. Dave gave us Beijing in 2008 and Athens in 2004. Woo. So we're all out of ideas, and your chance just for giving a guess at this is your chance to win your way to Camila Cabello. We've tickets to go this morning. Fabiana is standing by. Do you have a guess for us at all this morning?
That was Seoul in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Seoul
in Korea.
I didn't know that.
Was at number 10 in 1988.
Oh, Fabiano. Very good, Fabiano. Congratulations. You've just won yourself Camila Cabello tickets.
Woohoo.
Now, can you complete the list for us?
Yes. 92 was Barcelona.
Barcelona.
96 was Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow. Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah.
And one more?
2000 was Sydney.
Oh, the Sydney Olympics.
Of course.
Yes, wow. Oh, Fabiano, are you an Olympics fanatic?
Yes, I am.
Are you an Olympian?
Not
that would have been cool.
Definitely not.
Imagine.
Fabiano, I was there every time.
That was excellent.
Fabiano,
thank you
well
so
done.
Much. And congratulations, you're off to Camila Cabello.
Thank you very much.
So cheers. Impressive.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Fabiano.
Bye. Great success all round.
And just like that, another Top 10 Tuesday gone and done.
Absolutely slayed.
Oh, you slayed as always.
We have to wait a whole another week for that.
I can't wait for Tuesday.
I know, bring on Tuesday. Can't come around quick enough. Things we thought we would never say.
Honestly. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning to you.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we? I went to the cinema yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid idea, because it was like the hottest day of the year.
That's okay.
And it was so bright and it was so nice. But I, for ages, have wanted to see the Formula One movie.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's been out, what, like 2 weeks?
It's been out 2 weeks now, I want to say. And I feel like everyone has been talking about it, so I went to see it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, really?
Absolute garbage.
Oh, what?
It was garbage.
You were so excited for it.
I was so excited for it. And I know some people are listening going, it was a class. It was garbage.
What did you not like about it?
The racing in it was fantastic. Okay. I don't know how they filmed it, because they filmed it like with the... It looks like you're genuinely in the race with the Ferraris, with the Mercedes, with the Haas, everything.
I heard somewhere actually, someone went to see it and they do like 4D versions of it. So like you're like in the car and in the cinemas, the chair's moving with you.
That's cool.
All that maybe.
But the storyline is just so American and so cheesy. Like
really?
It's just a giant cheeseburger of a movie. That's all it is. Like it's so...
Do you think AI wrote the storyline?
It's giving AI wrote the storyline. I'm sure people are listening going, I loved it, and that's absolutely fine. But I was in the cinema wanting to crawl my eyes out. It was like one of those, like at the
There's nothing worse when you watch something and you just end up cringing.
It's like at the end of it, like I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything, but it's like one of those movies where it's like, hey, brother, we became a team.
No.
Yeah, man. But we were always a team. And we just didn't know about it. It's always cheesy American lines.
It's quite a solo sport.
Formula One.
Like, are you
no, right? It's very much a team sport.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you kind of walk into the sunset together.
Yeah, that's exactly
credits
it.
Credits roll.
I
mean,
and I don't like those kind of movies. I don't like it's cringe. And it's, I was in the cinema and I was like, tell me this is over soon.
Oh,
and
no.
I was in movies at Dundrum. There's no service there. There's no service.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't even go on my phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Thought you would have gone to Rathmines.
No, I didn't. I wanted to go to movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just change it up. Is that all right, Fiona?
Wait, have you ever walked out of a film?
Yes.
Yeah. What did I walk 100%. Out? I can't remember what I walked out of, but yeah, I did walk out with one.
I'm so embarrassed with this. I think I was trying to act cool at the time because I love this movie. I walked out of Cinderella Story. I think I was probably with like some lads. I was trying to act like a legend in front of them. I was like, this is terrible. It's one of my favourite films.
There's no crashes around. There's no blood. No cars.
Jennifer Coolidge. That's such a good show.
I know.
Hilary Duff. I loved it.
I love that movie. It's so good.
Oh, I'm going to go watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me of it.
I like to leave lists for my partner and family members so that they do the jobs they're meant to do. I was talking about this yesterday on the show. I was away on holidays. I don't know if I mentioned that at all yesterday. And
it's mad to me that you're the responsible one to like... To know what the house needs, that you need to write lists.
No, I'm not responsible in the way of like...
You don't do it, just write lists.
No, I do. I do like all the like cleaning stuff, all that stuff I do.
Okay.
Would Dwayne not do much of that? Would that be mostly
he
you?
He does, but he has his bits that
you
he
take
does.
Leadership.
But I take leadership
thing.
And I obviously like things a bit cleaner than he does because I feel like that's the way. But say, for example, who are we with for electricity? Not sure.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all play our roles in the household, and that's the beauty. But okay, so I was talking about this on the show yesterday. I was away on holidays. My boyfriend Dwayne was going away for one night, and my mom was coming to mind our dog Danish.
Oh,
so I left him a list of a few jobs just to make sure the house was looking clean for her.
Sounds like you were very stressed in this holiday with all the lists you've left behind and all the moving parts while you were away.
There was a few bits, but it was actually okay. I left a list then for my mother, and she said this was a list about how she had to mind the dog. For context, my mom's not a dog person. She's never had a dog. She's not big on animals. It was a huge ask getting her to mind Danish because she's just not really that kind of person. We normally get her minded by a amazing Portuguese couple, but they were not free. Anna and Joe, shout out. So I had to get my mom, and I just thought it's best to over-explain in these situations, especially because my dog, she's quite sensitive. She's quite flighty. She's not like a little rescue.
Flighty as in she'll run away.
She could run away.
Wow.
She's not, you know, like a little Bichon Frise who moves slowly. She absolutely boots it out the road. And famously, on Crumlin Road, there's horse and carriages going up and down the yoke about 14 times a day. If
so
she sees one of them, she's gone.
Yeah.
So there's a few very important rules. And my mom thinks this list is absolutely hilarious. She read it out. She sent it into her friend's WhatsApp group. And one of them said she had to turn off the dinner because she was laughing so much. I think this list is very normal.
Is that really annoying that this list made them laugh more than your comedy?
Yeah, oh, for sure. No, I love it. I love to bring laughter into people's lives. Okay. Mom, just sending you on all the info you need for tomorrow. Thank you so much again for doing it. Okay, of course. We'll leave the key for you in the lockbox. Code is... no. Can you imagine that? No. If you can arrive around the 3/4 p.m. mark, that's perfect. Okay, standard. New. The driveway is empty. If you want to park there, just make sure you close the gates before opening the front door to Danish. Okay, standard. Now, Danish eats dinner around 5:30 p.m. Her food is in packets in the bottom left-hand drawer of the fridge. She eats half a packet for breakfast, half for dinner. Just pour half a packet into her food bowl for each meal, mash it up a little with a fork before giving it to her, and make sure she has fresh water in her bowl too.
Okay.
Perfect.
Apart from the mashing it up, I feel like yes, this
but
is the normal.
But it comes out in like a hard, like kind of, you know, shapeless looking thing.
Yeah.
And I just don't.
Frozen Chinese.
Yeah. But it's actually very expensive dog food. But I don't. Oh my god, now I've lost it. Okay, here we go. Okay, I think standard. Right, next, there are treats in a box on the shelf above the microwave for her if you want to give her any, giving her artistic license over. Now, she can go out the back to go to the toilet. She'll usually cry if she wants to go, but as standard, we usually put her out once after dinner and again before going to bed. We've put a clothes horse beside the wall going into the neighbours so she won't be able to jump over, which she does multiple times.
Does she?
She thinks that's also her garden and we have to jump over after. Okay. Now, I think this is where she really lost her mind. If you want to move her off the couch and she's asleep, or she's sitting on something and you want to get her off, just wake her up before moving her. You can clap or say, "Danish, up you get." Just if you try and move her while she's asleep, she might get a fright and snap.
Stop.
Unlikely this situation will arise, but just in case. That's important to tell a woman who's never done anything with dogs. She could be like, she could just, you know,
sorry, shake that's
her while
hilarious that that even came into your mind.
Because sometimes, well, like,
you
I don't know.
Clap.
Or say, "Danish, up you get." Specifically, "Danish, up you get."
Well, that's what she responds to. You know, like, people who don't know that you're not meant to wake a sleeping dog.
You don't have to defend yourself to me. I get it. It's just so funny.
Thank you, honeys. Okay. If she's restless or crying a lot, you can give her a licky mat, shout out, brackets, Dwayne will leave one in the kitchen, with pate spread on it, brackets, pate in the fridge. Okay. If you want to go out to the shop or for a walk or anything like that, just make sure the kitchen door is closed because Danish loves to get the butter and eat the entire thing.
Stop.
She's fine on her own for a few hours if you want to go out at all. Okay. Spare room will be made up for you. She'd probably still sleep in our bed, in our room, or maybe... Oh, she'll probably still sleep in her bed, in our room, or maybe on our bed. If she gets up with you in the night and you don't want her to, again, just tell her to get off. Up you get, etc.
Stop.
When you're leaving, just lock the door using the key and put it through the letterbox.
Right, okay.
I think that was standard.
I think that's very, very good.
What
but I can imagine the laugh.
Yeah, what bit specifically made them laugh?
I think
though?
They laughed at "Danish, up you get."
Yeah, fair enough.
It's just so thorough. She's probably going, girls, would you look at this? Fiona's sending me over. It's just a dog. And I bet you by Sunday morning she went, oh, Jesus, I'm glad I had that list.
Honestly, because like some of her friends have chill little dogs who are no bother at all. But I have a horse, okay? And she requires a bit of extra notes.
Did she enjoy minding her?
She did. She said it was so easy. Really? She was asleep the whole time. Found it very relaxing.
Okay, while your mom's like sitting on the edge of the stairs because Danish is asleep. Yeah.
Danish, she wants to
her phone underneath.
Up you get.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Do you think I am a bad friend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You can say yes or no in a WhatsApp and your voice notes with your reasons will be fab. 087-711-103. Looking for a bit of a probably reassurance or a bit of cop on maybe needed. Essentially,
I'm very different things.
Cop on.
Assurance or cop on.
Yeah, you either cop on him and be a better friend or you're totally within your rights.
If I was looking for a bit of assurance and I got a cop on, I'd be very disappointed.
Oh, it's so awful. So true. So essentially, a friend of mine from school, her name is Claire. We were like absolute besties growing up. She went off, moved to Australia, all the rest. And I've seen her literally a handful of times over the last few years. Anyway, she's teaching now and she's living out in Spain. Mm-hmm. And she's due to come home for a few weeks in the summer. And a few months ago, she messaged me saying, do you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll fly into Dublin to see you. Maybe you'd have me for a few days and we'll have a proper catch up, you know?
That's nice.
I haven't seen her since Christmas, went for a quick walk on the beach while she was home, but haven't had like, you know, proper time together in years. So I was so excited. This date has been locked in for a while. So she arrives on Thursday. This Thursday coming. And she's going to stay for a couple of nights.
Yay.
And we're after the Damien Dempsey gig on Friday.
Oh yeah, savage. Nice.
Buzzing for that and all that. But she sent me a message yesterday with her flight details, right?
Okay.
I just had it in my head. Claire arrives Thursday. Go pick her up. Have dinner. You know, bit of a chin wag. I'm off to bed on Friday. Or off to work on Friday. And I'll be back in the afternoon. We can have the day together.
Yeah.
Her flight doesn't land into Dublin until 1:05 in the morning.
Oh.
On Thursday morning.
Now that's... No. Oh, right. Crap.
Is this about a lift?
Right.
No.
So she sent me this flight detail like last week and I kind of went, what am I going to do with this situation now? Because like, I mean, times are tough out there. To get to my place probably going to cost you £80 at that hour of the morning. I don't want to put her through that. And my boyfriend Jack was like, I couldn't remember the time that she was due to land. When I was talking to my boyfriend Jack about it, I was like, I think it's real late. Like, and he was like, sure, come on. We'll go and get her. And then I said to him, when I realised the time, I went back checking the screenshots, I was like, she's not down until 1:05. It's probably one of the last flights of the day, so it's probably going to be delayed.
Yeah.
And before we even see her, you can add 45 minutes to an hour to that. She's on for a couple of weeks. I presume she's got a bag to
Has
pick
a bag,
up.
So
you'll probably be home in bed by 2:30.
2:30, yeah. And up for work at 5:30.
No.
Oh,
so,
crap.
No. I would like you to tell me, because I messaged her and I said, Claire, I don't think I'm going to be able to pick you up.
Yeah.
But how awkward for her then to arrive to my house. Like, in my head, I'm going to have to get up to let her into the house anyway.
Leave a key, you know? Leave a key.
Yeah, she's never been to that house before, though. It's a bit weird. But like, you have to kind of get up and say, hey, this is your room.
That is weird.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't just let this girl I haven't seen in ages just walk into my house, go to sleep, and then see her at, like, 1:00 the next day.
Why can't you just do, like, what the Americans do? Just drop her off in town for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You can walk up and down Camden Street.
Just like, wander the city.
Yeah.
Doesn't the 16 bus run all hours? Because it goes to the airport and out past your way.
The 16 doesn't run 24 hours.
Does it not?
No, only the 15.
Oh,
what I've done is, I've said in a message, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
But I can't pick you up.
No.
Oh, you have said this?
I have said this.
Ah.
And I feel awful.
No.
I feel really, really bad. I've said, look, I'm really sorry. And she said, oh, okay, no worries. I guess I can sort out an Uber. And
she did not say, I guess. Did she say, I guess?
She said, yeah.
No.
Oh, I don't like this person.
Not I guess. You need to be responding to that. Oh my God, absolutely no worries at all. I know you're up so early. Do not worry about me. I'll sneak into the door and you will not
spot the anxieties in the corner. Like,
I could never do.
No.
Oh, no worries.
No worries,
it has
I
to
guess.
Be absolutely no worries at all.
Oh my God, I would never expect you to pick me up. You have work. Even if it was the flight was coming at 7 p.m. I'd still be like, not
I will
bother.
Literally get a Dublin
bed.
Bike.
Yeah.
I will e-scoop my way out to your home.
Even the fact that she said an Uber, I was like, she doesn't even know about free now. She hasn't lived here.
But I will say,
Uber.
I will say this. You haven't seen her in ages.
Yeah.
It's one time.
Yeah.
And you could nap during the day.
Yeah. But then I missed my day with her.
You spend time with her.
No, you could nap as in the day before.
Yeah. Did she say anything like, sorry now, I know my flight's very late. Absolutely no pressure.
No, I just got the screenshot.
Oh! I need a word with
I need a doctor.
So listen, I'm asking you this morning, am I a bad friend, okay?
Sounds like she is.
Yes. You can say yes, Emma, you're a bad friend. Go and pick up your friend you haven't seen in forever and just deal with the lack of sleep for one night. Or no, you're dead right. Stick to your guns. She can make her own way. Why would she book such a stupidly late flight in the first place?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
087 711 1038. Let me know if I'm a wagon or not, essentially. Am I a bad friend? I would love your voice notes on this, please. Yes or no, and give me your reasons why you think that way. 087 711 1038. Reason being, my friend from school, haven't seen her in forever. She lives abroad, lives in Australia, all the rest. She's flying. Flying in and we're catching up this weekend. She's staying with me Thursday, Friday. I had said at the time, stay with me, I'll pick you up from the airport, until she told me that her flight doesn't land until 5 past 1 in the morning. Mm-mm. And I said, honey, I think you're going to have to make your own way, and I feel awful.
But I mean, it's just like, you could just nap the day of and then just nap until up until the point, then you go and collect her.
Yeah, that's true. Ian was on.
Yeah, I would echo what David just said there. Like, just go to bed, get 3 or 4 hours sleep, set your alarm, go pick her up, have a bit of a chat for an hour when you get back home, and get back into bed for 3 hours. Like, there's your 7 hours sleep.
Not a bad show.
Get up for an hour and have a cup of tea at 2 o'clock in
that
the morning.
That is going to ruin your sleep system for, I'm going to say, it's 2 weeks to recover that. A 3 or 4 hour nap and then get up and chat for an hour.
Yeah, that's
nice. Right?
Yeah, go back to bed for an hour.
Behavior. Yeah. You know how bad I am when I don't get my 5 hours, lads. I'd be absolutely an antichrist in here.
Sorry, I am actually shook.
I think it's quite a good idea. This is what people have to do.
Do you think I'm a bad friend for not picking my friend up from the airport who I haven't seen in forever? Yes. Or no, get your voice notes over 087 711 1038. Am I a bad friend? A really good friend of mine from school has been living away for many years, Australia and all the rest, and we have barely caught up in many years. And anyway, she's flying over this weekend and she's staying with me from Thursday for a couple of nights. And obviously at the time it was all booked in my mind. I was like, I'll be picking her up from the airport. I'd said all that. I'll see you. Can't wait to catch up. All excitement. I got the screenshot then of the flight just to give me the details, and she doesn't land in Dublin until 1:05 in the middle of the night, like say Friday morning, essentially, so late on Thursday.
But it's probably going to be even later.
Exactly.
Delays, the last flight of the day.
Like, she's home for a few weeks, so there'll be bags and everything to be picked up. So I said, listen, I can't come and get you. With work and everything, I'm up at 5:30.
It's
and
she's breakfast, fine. Radio.
Yeah. But she was fine with that, but I just feel really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, am I a bad friend? What do you think? Gilson is standing by. That question to you, Gilson. Am I a bad friend?
Yeah, I think so.
Why, Gilson?
You agreed to collect her before. The plan changed, but the agreement is agreement. When you accept to collect her, it's accepted. It's a deal.
This
you cannot change it.
I don't know about that. Did you agree?
It was a verbal agreement.
It was a verbal agreement before I realised she was flying in at 1:05. But the case remains. You think I'm a bad person, Gilson, and that's not what I needed to hear today. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Gilson. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I like him. Straight to the point.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, you are.
No beating around the bush.
You're a terrible person.
All right, Gilson.
Amy is there as well. Am I a bad friend, Amy?
No, not at all. Hey. I did that to my friend. So I was going to Dubai and she was working the next morning when I arrived. So she just gave me the number for like a local taxi, and it was an hour from the airport to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the taxi, paid, and then she set an alarm when I arrived and showed me my room.
Right.
And then she went back to bed and got up the next day. I was in on my own and I just got on with it.
And you were fine with that?
I was fine with that.
She was already putting you up, I suppose, wasn't she, in Dubai?
Flights always get into Dubai at a mad hour as well.
Yeah,
I'd be scarlet if someone picked me up.
That's just life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, I suppose if you were going on holiday, you wouldn't have someone collecting you. You'd have to find your own way. Isn't that it?
Yeah.
And sure, look, isn't that it?
Isn't that it?
Yeah. Okay, Amy, I'm feeling better about myself now. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Amy.
Bye. This good feeling could be very short-lived. Josh has sent us a voice note.
I think you're a worst friend in the world. I'm only messing. It's because you made the offer and then you're sort of going back on your word because of the time, because it doesn't suit you.
Yeah.
So you have two options, why I see it. You can either bite the bullet and pick her up, as you said you would, or you can book her a new flight and pay for it at a time that suits you. Or option C is, you know, just leave her be and pay for a taxi.
Yeah. I like option C, it's less expensive.
Option C, book her a new flight.
The way I see it, you've got three options.
Could you get the PJ out, please, Emma?
Yeah,
exactly. Mark is standing by there as well. What do you think, Mark? Am I a bad friend?
Morning, lads.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hi, Mark.
All right, am I a bad friend, Mark?
I just go pick her up and then, as I said, take an annual leave day on Friday, and sure, it's a win-win then.
Oh. An annual leave day on a friend is so annoying.
Emma famously has no annual leave left because she's been on a million holidays.
Yeah, I know you have been off, and I know you've been on loads of holidays already, but it's only one day, isn't it? And as she said, you haven't seen her in ages, and she's a friend from school, so I would if it was my mate.
Yeah, but Mark, you're a good person, you know.
Is this
what I mean?
Claire with a voice?
Well, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll see what the crack is. I'll have a look at the annual leave days. I'll just work on Christmas Day then, will I?
Yeah, why not?
Thanks, Mark.
Good luck, Mark.
Oh, this is terrible.
Well, Emma, I can tell you this, right? The results are in, whether you are a bad friend or not. And I think I'd like to tell you the results through the form of a clip.
Shame.
Oh.
Shame. 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 Shame.
That is the Game of Thrones clip.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame, is it?
Shame.
Hannah Waddingham, I think it is.
Any shame?
And she drags Cersei through the streets and she rings a bell and she says, shame, because Cersei was a bad friend. Oh. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Overwhelmingly, people have said, Emma, you're a bad friend.
Sorry, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. Do not get in that car and go to that airport. I am shocked.
No. You could nap beforehand.
Oh, yeah, take your 4-hour nap and then stay up in the middle of the night to have another hour drive. People are crazy. People are crazy.
I'm going to come in here on Friday morning and Callum will be out in the streets with a shame bell. If I don't do this, there will be a shame bell ringing as I come into this room and all of Dublin will hang their heads in shame as well.
That was a great episode when Cersei was a bad friend.
Marching up and down in front of the hairy lemon.
Naked.
Did Cersei not pick up his mates from the airport?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Spins holiday
holiday. I'm a getaway.
Ooh, I'm a getaway. You could get away. Mallorca, Malta, Morocco, one of the M's. Those are the only options we have for you, okay? Mm. This is Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. It's your call. Pick the location. We'll throw in the flights, the checked baggage, all-inclusive accommodation, a 4-star hotel, transfers to and from the airport, and your travel insurance.
Save the best till last.
That is some serious list of stuff that we'd be giving you.
It is. And we asked you to answer the phone on this one in a very specific,
very specific
way.
We want to get you in the draw, and if you miss out today, don't worry. Plenty of chances across the day on Spin today and over the next few weeks as well. But for now, let's try and get you in that draw, okay? You know what you gotta do.
Hello?
Alex. Alex, we just told you about Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. What were you meant to answer with?
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
That would have been great 14 seconds ago, Alex.
I'm sorry, Alex. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye. Sorry, Alex.
I always hate doing that, but I also love it.
It's a bit of crap.
I love the rules.
Do you love the rules?
I love the rules.
All right, let's try again.
This is the one.
Hello?
Shannon, I had such high hopes for you. You were meant to say spin. I want to pick a holiday. I know.
I want to pick a holiday.
Yeah,
no, Tyler.
Fantastic.
That was great,
sorry, Shannon. But have a great day. Bye. Tyler. Stop.
Shannon letting the kids down this morning, eh? Oh,
Tyler knew what to do.
You've let Tyler down.
Let's try again. You know what you
gotta
do.
Here we go.
Hello.
Jordan, I'm sorry, hon. We needed you to answer a very certain way. It's been
No worries.
Good luck.
Thank
bye. That man accepted defeat straight away.
He really did. Yeah. Jordan, did you even want the holiday?
His saying, no worries, have a good day, was his way of telling us to F off.
Yeah. Mauritius, Jordan was looking for.
Okay, come on.
This is
come on.
Spin, I wanna pick a holiday.
Yay!
Holiday, well done. You are in that draw to win that holiday to potentially Mallorca or Morocco or Malta. What would you choose,
Holly? Amazing. Morocco.
Sure. Would you? I think I'd pick Morocco purely because it's probably the most expensive one.
Yes, exactly. It'll be Holly on holiday.
Holly on holiday, very nice. When is the last time you were away, Holly?
I was in Mallorca 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you're done with that.
That only rules that one out. And were you in Malta the week before then?
No, not yet.
Okay. She has to win a different radio competition for that one.
Which she will.
Holly, congratulations. You are in that draw to win that holiday hot pick. Have a fantastic day.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Bye.
Talk to you later. See ya. And if you want to get yourself in that draw as well, of course you do. So many chances for you to win across the day at Spin. Matthew's on for Michaela this week.
I think Matthew's got loads.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Between 10 and 3. That's when he's on today. He's got 3 chances.
Oh, my God.
Steve K has 2.
Oh.
And then we downgrade for the lads. I'm only joking.
Poor Jamie and Faye. Yeah. Only getting
Jamie
one.
And Faye,
they're not ready
between
for two.
Them. It's terrible.
If you want to be in for Spin's holiday hot pick, keep listening to get yourself in that draw, and you'll be heading off to a destination of your choice. Those choices being Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta.
And it would be a holiday. It would be hot, and you pick. So holiday hot pick.
Oh, it's
you're
very
welcome.
Good.
No, very good. Calvin Harris, Clementine Douglas, and Blessings on Spin.
There was a video up of the ball boys and ball girls from Wimbledon.
Oh yeah.
And all of the names were like Hugo and Leo, and one of them was Clementine.
Oh,
I was like,
obviously.
Who is having a child and calling them Clementine?
This
is where,
ball boys
this is where Callum says his mother's called Clementine.
My mother's called Diane, but didn't
oh, beautiful.
Didn't Hebe, who works here,
yes.
used to be a ball girl?
Hebe
well.
Used to be a ball girl.
Perfect name for Wimbledon.
Yes.
Very, very posh Hebe.
She's from Wimbledon as well, which is guessing. She's extra
area.
Posh.
You know that wedding I was at a few weeks ago in Manchester?
Yeah.
Clementine.
Yeah,
Clemmy.
She goes
is she
by Clemmy.
Yeah.
Clemmy.
That is terrible.
No, I'm not a fan.
And they're from a place called, or they work in a place called, what was it? Chorlton Cum Hardy.
Oh my God. Chorlton.
Give it a rest with the cum. Yeah. I can just say across the board to the
Where
UK.
Where do you work? Can I send this to your office? Yes, just send it to
Chorlton Cum Hardy.
Isn't that shocking? Make doing the traffic more fun though, if that was
yeah.
Clemmy's got your traffic.
And there's a delay on the Cum Hardy road.
1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Emma, Dave, and Fiona, welcome to Tuesday.
A little bit of a remix on Tuesday.
Known. Bit of granola stuck there now. Sorry,
that'll do it.
Good morning. Before the break, right before the news, we played Calvin Harris's new tune with Clementine.
Yes.
And I said that I was watching a BBC like sport video of all the ball boys and ball girls from Wimbledon, and one of them was called Clementine.
Of
and
course.
I was like, that is without a doubt the poshest name I've ever heard. And then I went out to our friend Hebe, who works in the office as well. And she used to produce our show when Callum was off, by the way, for a couple of weeks. Hebe is from Wimbledon. Good morning, Hebe.
Good morning.
My name's Hebe. I probably know.
Yeah. Is Hebe short for something?
Yeah, but we're not going to go into that.
Oh, come on. Tell us.
It's technically 24 letters long, so I think it would defeat any that you're asking.
No.
Go on. Tell. You have to tell us now.
Hebe Floribunda New Zealandia.
This is the poshest woman I've ever
so
met
sorry.
In my entire
Can't
life.
Oh, yeah, darling. Hebe Floribunda New Zealandiae.
But where spell does it. That even come from?
I don't even know if I can spell it. Hebe Floribunda Floribundanewsillandii.
Okay, so it's basically the initials of all the places England colonised in a name.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's perfect.
Okay, so that's absolutely insane. That is the most insane name I've ever heard. It's like that town in Wales.
Yeah.
But then I was asking Hebe, I said, there must be some, because Hebe went to school in Wimbledon and is from Wimbledon, which is one of the most affluent areas in the world.
Right.
And she went to school with some very, very posh totties. So I asked her, what are some of the names of the people she went to school with? And wait till you hear. What was the first name you gave me?
So, Clementine, as you were saying,
yes.
I do know a few Clementines.
Of course.
I have a Tatiana.
Oh, yeah.
Tatiana.
That's
terrible, isn't it?
Tatiana. And Hetty. Hetty's always a good one.
Hetty's always a good one.
And
you need to give me that full name that you gave me. You don't have to dox her.
Okay, Tatiana Cook.
Okay.
And then finally, Clementine and her sister, Cassiopeia Blackatord.
What?
They're amazing.
Cassiopeia.
What a great name.
Cassiopeia.
Cassie for short.
Of course.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, any more?
Arabella Kitty Northcote. Can I just say they're all the nicest girls. They're so lovely.
Oh, they're
their names are beautiful.
Kitty Northcote.
out. As you said, you produced Callum, produced for Callum when he was off in before. I never knew your full name.
No.
Every radio station here has been like, he was the ball girl from Wimbledon. Get her on the show, get her on the show. Get her on the show for her name.
Yeah
your name takes the biscuit.
One more time for the name.
Hebe Floribunda Nizilandia Cantsford.
I think it's getting different every time.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Right.
All right.
Huge news for all the nation to hear. I'm sure you saw it in the news yesterday. Barack Obama is returning to his ancestral home.
Is he?
Not Moneygall, County Offaly specifically, but he is doing a gig. Can we call it a gig?
Is it like an after dinner speech? Like?
It's a situation of sorts that he's doing in the Three Arena. He's going to be saying a few bits.
What?
Do you not know this?
No.
Oh, it's so cool.
It was everywhere yesterday.
Obama's coming to the Three Arena.
Yeah, he's coming to do his...
26th of September.
Fintan... What's his name? Fintan
O'Toole.
Fintan O'Toole.
The three pre-sale is this afternoon. It's so funny.
Are you going?
I got a text from three yesterday. You know, sometimes when they give you the access to the tickets, it's like...
They're like, this one's for you.
There was two people on it. It was like Lewis Capaldi and Barack Obama, three pre-sale tomorrow. And
I'm
like,
sad,
are they playing together?
I presume we're all looking to get tickets, are we?
We'll see now after this.
Wait to hear.
If you didn't hear that Barack is coming, you obviously didn't hear how expensive the tickets are.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, general admission, okay, grand, starts from €25 for this event. No, do we really know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be up spinning an old yarn, talking about politics,
I suppose. They're going to be interviewing him. Well, Fintan O'Toole is a good journalist, so
okay,
I think
Fintan,
he'll be interviewing
him. Shout out. All right,
to Fintan O'Toole, that's huge.
I'd say he's doing a tour, is he? Barack.
London and Dublin, and that's it.
Oh, really? Okay. So, okay, 25 tickets, fine. Let's move on to premium VIP from €689.
Oh, now, who's getting VIP for that?
You might want to make the most of it. This includes a champagne reception at the Gibson, VIP check-in, a commemorative ticket. Oh, we love paying through the nose for that kind of shite.
And
a copy of A Promised Land. Now,
sorry, you don't even get to meet him for £600?
No, if you want to meet him, that's going to cost you €2,079. That's like a cash machine amount.
To be fair, like, I know that this is the most insane thing I'll ever say. That's kind of okay.
No, listen to this now. Listen to this. Okay, grand includes four front row seating, the book, memorabilia, and a photo op with Obama. Mm. One photo per two guests, pending security clearance. You might not even get the photo.
And what if it's the one where your eyes are closed?
Exactly, and it's one per two. Mm. If it's a bad photo of one of you, if you like have a triple chin, sorry,
but
girl.
Sorry, general admission, sign me up. If it's like, so that'll go up to like 40 or 50, standard for a gig, and you're seeing Obama.
I suppose, yeah. His eighth cousin from Moneygall, Henry, has come out of the woodwork hoping he'll get a ticket for
looking
free.
Looking for the VIP.
He's lied to
but like £2,000, right, is absolutely insane money, and I'd never pay it. I don't have it to spend it. There's no chance I could. But to meet a president of America.
If I had savings worth a lot more than that, and I was that much like obsessed with the idea of meeting someone so iconic.
I never felt more like a farmer in the 60s. A president from America.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, he's just so iconic. Yeah. His term was so iconic. Yeah. Terms even.
But like, if the visit is going to be anything like any of the other American presidents who visited Ireland in the last however many years, you're just going to see him on the road.
That's true.
So I thought we'd play a quick little game of American presidents visiting Ireland. Which American president did this in Ireland?
Fun. Okay.
Okay, now some of them are obvious.
Okay,
that's
some of
grand.
Them might shock you. Okay, which American president met the first Protestant mayor of Limerick and got an honorary degree from Trinity?
He met
the first Protestant mayor of Limerick, Grant. He mostly got an honorary degree from Trinity.
Who was in Limerick?
George Bush.
No.
George Bush.
Was it Obama?
No, it was JFK in 1963. You're going to know this one. Which American president got a chicken fillet roll from a deli in Dundalk?
Oh, that'll be Joe. That'll be good old...
Was it Joe?
Sleepy Joe.
That was Joe Biden.
Joe, chicken fillet roll Joe.
On the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. Okay.
And he got a chicken fillet roll.
He did. And he said, I don't know why my ancestors ever left this place while stepping into a jambon.
Joe would be a plain chicken fillet roll, but Trump would be spicy.
Oh, Trump would be spicy. Okay. Which American president spent €50 of his own money on souvenirs, including mugs, posters, placemats, keyrings, fridge magnets, cigarette lighters, and T-shirts proclaiming, I won't give away the phrase because it's too obvious.
Oh, that must be Trump, is it?
It was Obama.
Was it?
All the merch said, what's the crack, Barack?
What's the crack, Barack, really?
Okay, which American president had to duck because he had an egg thrown at him while his car drove through Dublin?
Oh, well, I know George Bush once famously got shoes thrown at him, so maybe it was George.
It was Nixon in 1970. We don't love an American here. Okay, which American president bought 2 red apples and 2 green apples from a fruit stand on Shankill Road in Belfast?
Oh, it has to be JFK.
I think it was JFK. It was Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton was the one I wanted. Damn it.
He was trying to keep things even. Okay, you're going to know which American president was made to feel unwelcome because of a 6 metre high blimp style balloon in the style of him wearing a nappy.
I'd say that.
That would be me.
I didn't like the balloon.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't
happy.
Sunny. I didn't like it.
I've always liked Ireland. I've always been very nice to Ireland.
Okay, last one. Right, during this president's visit, some UK tabloids paid a few locals in Tipperary to go down the street with a donkey and cart, and one donkey was brought into a pub to drink a pint of the black stuff.
Oh, that was Obama.
That was Ronald Reagan in 1984.
Never mind.
And it was a bit of paddy whackery for the American president.
Good crack. I'm actually more like, you could tell me Matty Heatley, like, the 1975, have announced a gig, I'd be like, buzzing.
Can I go back to the thought of you saying that Trump would get a spicy chicken for the role? That would kill him.
It would. Kill him dead.
I want to go
blow the jocks off
at the arena. How exciting. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So over the last couple of weeks, I think we've all got fallen ever so slightly in love with a little animated guy called Tiny Chef. His show on Nickelodeon was cancelled, and the announcement video went massively viral because he just looks so devastated.
And he's so cute.
Animated little character. Everything he pronounces with a little B. And I know even you fell in love with it so much that when I was sick last week, you guys even did a Tiny Chef performance in his accent.
Definitely did.
If you don't know what we're talking about, this little guy sounds like this. He's really endearing and really gorgeous. And we've been trying to save his show online by like getting their content just exclusively on social media. And there's like all these GoFundMes for to save him and everything.
There was no need to animate him being cancelled. There was no need for it because now I've fallen in love with him and I can't stop thinking about
it. I know.
Of him picking up the phone. An animated character picking up the phone going, Blanchard? What do you mean Blanchard?
Not about my bridge.
Oh, God, it killed me.
Awful.
Don't live here. I'm a little pain. I have my hair really strange. I'm a
movie.
I'm a thousand
That's my favourite one. My dream.
He's actually had a few tiny beverages.
Yeah.
It's a new week and the Tiny Chef is out.
Oh.
I have a new obsession that I want to bring in. And I think you're going to be the exact same. He is a 92-year-old real-life man called Edwin. He's from Dorset in the UK. Mm. And his wife died 10 years ago.
Okay.
Her name was Margaret. But Edwin himself, he sang in choirs and bands all the way through his life. And he's got 2 granddaughters called Liv and Laura.
Okay.
And they launched him online because he just won't stop singing.
Oh.
And they started recording him singing and even bought him a microphone and got him some backing tracks. And he sings all day long in memory of his wife.
Oh.
Don't do this to me. Don't be trying to make me cry. Don't be doing that. I like Tiny Chef and that's okay. I like him more.
50 million plus views he has across his social media platforms. He's over 600,000 followers on TikTok right now.
Oh God, I'm nervous.
Oh, he's absolutely beautiful. He just loves singing songs. And again, he loves Lorde.
It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you.
No, 2 reasons why I don't like it. 1, it sounds like AI, and 2, he's too good. If he was crap, I'd feel bad for him.
Oh.
He's too good, I don't care.
He's so good, he's been offered brand deals with Disney and record labels.
See, he's doing fine. He doesn't need just to feel bad for him. Tiny Chef was cancelled.
He sings to honour his late wife, Margaret.
Ah, everybody dies.
That's life. That's life.
He's taking on music from the scientists.
Inevitable.
Come up to meet you.
Dave, listen to this lovely man.
I'm sorry.
She's given up on me.
You don't know how lovely you are.
The overemphasis. remixes of You Don't Know How Lovely You Are.
If he was from Dorset Street, then maybe I'd like
it. Oh, then it's You Don't Know How Lovely You Are.
Guys.
Yes, that I will listen to.
Nobody said it was easy.
Stop.
No one ever said it would be this hard.
Wait for him. Here we go.
Oh, take me back to the start.
He's gorgeous.
He's too good. Like, I don't... It's, yeah. It's just... Like, notice Fiona only said he's really cute when he kind of messed up there.
Yeah, you have to stumble. It's giving drama school. It's giving I'm doing a performance. And
right,
it's very serious.
Right. You'd prefer a bit of this. You know I do.
King.
People are commenting on these Edwin the Old Man's videos saying that it feels like they feel like Winnie the Pooh is singing to them. They love it so much. He even does more modern songs.
Oh.
She sees her baby girl on a future's girl. What have you done?
I don't like it.
You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club.
Stop it.
Oh, mama.
Wow, okay. That didn't work. Tiny Chef it is then, lad.
Yeah, Tiny Chef. You can't get cuter, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he's a bit clickbaity, always singing it in that tone.
Oh, the Sun would love him.
Yeah, I guarantee
that he's on the Sun every day.
Your hearts will break at this widow from Dorset.
I love the thought of reading his own headlines and it's like, 92-year-old decrepit man.
He reminds me of the guy who walked around in circles during the pandemic.
Yeah, around the garden.
Sorry.
All right,
so evil. Here's my Cyrus.
Everyone dies.
Tuesday morning.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Days.
All right, mark it down. The 8th of July, 2025. That is when Emma, Dave and Fiona gave away a holiday.
Okay.
Happening today.
And who's that with thanks to?
That's thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
I love that, Dave. Positive energy. You never know. Helen is standing by there to give this a go this morning. Hello.
How's it going?
Helen, do they people call you Hel for short?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, do they?
Doesn't it?
Little Hellraiser Helen.
The Helly.
I call my friend Helen Hel for short.
Do you? Helen's quite a short name already, like.
It is, but sometimes we have to abbreviate.
What's the crack with today for the day, Hel?
It's double syllable, so you know you can abbreviate.
Yeah, exactly.
Who has time? Who has time, Helen? We're busy people.
Who has time for two syllables?
Not me.
You know what I mean?
Helen, what's the story for the day? You off to work or are you off, or what's the story?
Just hanging out. Gonna do some laundry, the boring stuff. I need a holiday, lads. I need a holiday.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
It doesn't sound like you've much going on.
That is so hell.
I'm very boring.
That's okay.
Very good.
Change that.
I've a day off, so I'm catching up on some chores.
Very nice, right. Helen. I love that. All right. When was the last time you were on holidays?
Last summer.
Oh, okay. Where did you go?
To Turkey.
Very nice. Bit the Kusadasi, was it, Helen?
Got the teeth done.
No, it wasn't the Kusadasi. It was Antalya.
Very good. All right. Well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Helen?
Yes.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
30.
It's 25, and five songs and artists are going to play, and you need to guess them. If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's as simple as that. Now, rules, Helen, okay? If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song, all right? So that's pretty easy.
Okay.
There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Helen, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Helen?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Helen, where are you from?
Dunleary.
Very nice. Helen from Dunleary, the best of luck. 25 seconds going on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Espresso. Olivia Rodrigo?
No, it's not Olivia.
One. She had a feud with her. She's blonde, she's small, she's like Polly Pocket.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes, stop the clock.
Well done. We got there eventually. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso.
Very good.
It took a bit of time though. Now you've got 11 seconds left, Helen, for the rest of the game.
Jesus.
But that's okay. So have your swap remaining.
Let's do it, Helen. Song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Shoot the song.
Oh, it's
It's not Chase the Sun.
Three, two, one.
I changed the song.
Oh, you changed the song. Okay, swap. We were looking for that. No, that was David Guetta. He actually performed at Longitude over the weekend, and the new song with SZA. It's called Beautiful People.
Helen, it wasn't to be.
Not to worry. You go and put the feet up. Don't mind that wash. Read a book or something nice for yourself, and enjoy your day off. Thanks, Mill.
See you,
Helen. Bye.
Bye, Helen.
Talk to you later. Bye, bye. Okay, so just decided now. Let's just lock something in.
Okay.
Song one this morning was Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That will be song one tomorrow. All right.
Oh, that's a good song one, in fairness.
So tomorrow, we're giving you song one. The game now is a four-song game. All right. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Oh, very, very good. Very,
done.
Very good.
All right. If you want to enter to play for now a four-song game, if you come on tomorrow, Golden and a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
You could have like 24 seconds to guess four songs. Exactly. That's class.
Exactly.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it is. It's the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want in comparison to the rest of the show when I've
swore. Where we talk about what Callum wants.
Yeah. Listen, life hack alert. Very important one. Okay, when you're watching Squid Games, is the perfect time to blow dry your hair because you're reading the subtitles. You don't have to hear what they're saying. Sometimes it's really violent and the noise is upsetting. Blow dry your hair.
That is genius.
Isn't noise. That smart?
Also, your blow dry is fabulous. I know you did this yourself, but
thank
it's
you,
really,
you
really
did that to
bouncy.
I hate
it's
it
really
though.
It's really bouncy.
Thank you, girl.
I watch a South Korean show called Crash Landing on You or Crash Landed on You. And it's about but it's all subtitled. It's about a girl from South Korea who goes in a parachute and there's a storm and she lands in North Korea.
Just they're always in terrible situations.
In a terrible situation.
Korean television shows.
But like sometimes I go on my phone. I'm like I can't go on my phone.
You can't go on your phone.
I have no idea what they're saying.
That's why you have to blow dry your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whether you have no hair, whether you're bald, blow dry your beard. Comb through your beard with a little hair dryer and bristle up the sides.
That's a really good idea.
It is because when you're blow drying your hair, it's so boring. You're doing nothing. You're staring at your own
and
reflection,
it's so
being like,
sweaty.
How long does it take you to blow dry your hair? Probably you longer.
Me, not these days. I'd never really wash it. It's so boring. I'd never really dry it when it's just washed. Like I'd throw it in my towel and
stop
my head for like an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
Like, and then it's just kind of, I'd never be like, it's sopping wet because that would take forever.
It takes me 40 seconds.
Oh, stop. I mean, my hair is very thick. It's like when I've been to the hairdressers before, they've
like its own or what?
They've held up the hair and gotten other people to come and like take a look at it and take a grab of it.
No, I'm not trying to just get one up on you, but I've had the same.
Have you?
People have come and admired the thickness before.
I know we're allegedly lucky, but it's an absolute
nightmare. Let me feel
the
thickness of your hair.
Right. Have a good grab there.
I got a good grab. Oh, that's lovely. Now that's like holding a rope.
And
now Fiona, over to you. Oh, that's it's like holding a higher quality rope.
So get yourself into Squid Games.
Wow.
She blow dried it for ages.
I did. No, it only took like 15 minutes, but I watched it till way too late as well. This is why I had to blow dry my hair, because it was like I was watching it till 11 p.m. Anyway, there you go.
Life hack for you. You're on Spin.